it says, Jesus replied, if you only knew who I am and the gift that God wants to give you, you'd ask him for a drink, and I would give you living water. And then jumping down it says, Jesus answered, if you drink from Jacob's well, you'll be thirsty again and again. But if anyone drinks from the living water I give them, they will never thirst again, and they will forever be satisfied. For when you drink the water I give you, it becomes a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit, springing up and flooding you with endless life. I read that, you guys, and immediately I heard this song. Bring out the love within my soul. Bring out the love and make me whole. How many of you guys know that song? So the Lord wants to do things in our lives. He wants to unlock things in our lives. And the Lord said, tell them about provision today. Tell them about provision. And I was like, well, I have a pretty good testimony of that in May. So I want to share that with you. But first, I want to say that sometimes we don't realize there are keys out there. And the Bible talks about three different kinds of giving. And one of them is called a teruma. I don't know how many of you guys have heard the word teruma. But it's the first fruits offering, and it's about love and relationship. And that, to me, when I give a teruma, it's like not just that I love my spiritual leader, but I'm recognizing that love relationship with them and with God. And that is the word used when we unlock the windows of heaven. That's the word that's used for that verse. And then there's a tithe, which is an obedience offering, like 10%. Everybody's pretty familiar with that one. And then we have a tzedakah, which is charity giving, and when we sow seed, and then maybe missions or things around us. All the good planting, you know. And as Luke and I got revelation of these things in our lives and we began to walk in it, we saw God not only continue to be faithful, but we were able to take action. Like the word faith, to take action and step into something, is a place of trust. It's recognizing who we are, but also who He is. And so in May, I was really needing Luke to come home from a job that he'd been working to help his parents' business. And he's gone back for about a year to help them kind of get on their feet with some things. And I was like, I really need you at home. And we're a fan rehabilitation home. So we work with special needs kids, and there's a lot that surrounds that. And then I'm a full-time student. And so I was just like barely keeping my head above water. I was like, I really need you to come home. And the provision that I want to share with you guys is not just about monetary provision, but the fear that wanted to overtake us from making the right choice was, who's going to step in and help Luke leave? Who's going to take care of his parents? And as much as we want to rescue everybody. And so Luke made the decision. It was really hard. I remember all the tears falling on the parents and saying, he's got to come home. He's got to put family first. And, well, this family. And so he came home, and not only did it not affect us financially, but the people that were supposed to be working for his parents all of a sudden, oh, yeah, look, and it answered other prayers for them as well. But we couldn't see it because he had to move. And so sometimes that takes faith to see where that provision is going to come from. And I think, you know, sometimes you think you've been walking this long enough that you're just going to know how it's going to go, right? But I will tell you, you will grow in your faith and you will grow in your trust. So taking that step does get easier because you go, oh yeah, he's got this because it's all his. And so not only did that happen, but the Lord blessed us this contract and increase that we didn't ask for. And he came in and filled whatever would have been missing with that, with this gift. And so I just wanted to share that testimony provision, because so many times our testimony of what Jesus is doing is breaking it open for other people. So there you go. There's some keys with your teruma and your tithe and your faith to walk in what God's saying. So, Lord, we just thank you today for Bridge of Hope and walking through new doors, saying yes, and trusting in your faithfulness as we take the step of faith forward. And we bless this offering today. We give you ourselves. We lavish our love on you. In Jesus' name, amen. is worthy of it all. He's worthy of everything in our lives that we need to give back to Him. When Annie was sharing on praise recently, there was this shift in my life where all of a sudden it was like, oh yeah, this is supposed to be His. This is supposed to be a praise offering to Him. This is supposed to be like incense because I love Him. So let's shift into that today where He's worthy. He's worthy of it all. So we'll go ahead and take just a couple minutes to dismiss the kids, ages 6 to 12. And go ahead and be, ages 3. Oh, at the top it says ages 3 to 5 may quietly go to their classroom. Oh, it's the wrong slide because I double checked with you. Everybody is dismissed today for children's church. That's a child. If you identify as a child, but you are over the age of 12, please stay in the service.